Kari Upson. The teeth came at the end of this body of work. The idea of the mother in this kind of surrogate, or I call it prosthetic mother, kept coming up, and a lot of the reading that I had kept pointing back to this psychoanalytic idea of the crocodile mother. Some of this appears in the drawing Mother Drain. The teeth are made out of kind of a disposable casting process, where I actually just used all the trash and the bottles from the studio that were readily available. And then I was very interested in this idea of this crystalline material called selenite that is used to cleanse spaces and houses. So the idea that this crystal would cleanse your home, and working with so much domesticity, it seemed like the right material to use. And then we just kind of created these very haphazard teeth. I thought at one point there was a word. When I was in grad school, I was sure one of my teachers said that there was a word that can't be translated into English for mothers who want to bite their baby. And I researched this up and down, and apparently there is no such word. But there's a term called crocodile mother, and it has a lot to do with the symbolic and the imaginary and the phallus having to block the mother from eating her baby. It appears in a video in the Idiot's Guide Womb Room that is called Crocodile Mother, that might give more insight on this kind of theoretical, psychoanalytic, theoretical starting point.